USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The number of lost souls linked to Hurricane Ida has now exceeded 60 as recovery efforts continue. Over 550,000 people in Louisiana remained without power overnight. Many are saying in the media the harshness of Hurricane Ida is due to climate change. It should be noted late August through September is the peak of hurricane season. Arizona State Senator Republican Wendy Rogers has called for an audit of the 2020 elections in all states ahead of the upcoming results of the Arizona audit. In a series of tweets Sunday, Rogers said the results of the Arizona audit would soon be released despite recent delays. Republican Congressman Mike McCaul of Texas from the House Foreign Affairs Committee, he tells Fox News on Sunday, Americans and Afghan interpreters remain stuck in Afghanistan.
Hundreds of American citizens left behind enemy lines in Afghanistan as I speak, and also very sadly, the interpreters.
USA Radio News.
Nielsen says more than 30 million Americans are now tuning in to Newsmax TV. It's one of the biggest media stories. Newsmax is available on all major cable systems. And if you cut the cord and don't get cable, you can still get Newsmax. Find it on your smart TVs like Samsung, LG, and more. Just go to your smart TV channel guide or download the free Newsmax app. Newsmax also streams free on Roku, Zumo, Pluto, Amazon Fire, or TiVo. And 7 million people have the Newsmax app on their smartphone. It takes seconds to download it on your phone, and there's no paywall or subscription. So watch Newsmax for breaking news anytime, anywhere. President Trump says Newsmax is really good, and Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. Find out why tens of millions of Americans are watching Newsmax TV and going to Newsmax.com for breaking news. It's a source you can trust. Newsmax is real news for real people.
The U.S. Navy has identified the five sailors who died in a helicopter crash off the coast of San Diego, California last week. They are Lieutenant Bradley Foster of Oakhurst, California, Lieutenant Paul Friedley of Annandale, Virginia, James Buryak from Salem, Virginia, Sarah Burns from Severna Park, Maryland, and Bailey Tucker from St. Louis, Missouri. Let's get an update on the Caldor Fire in Northern California threatening Lake Tahoe. Dan Naraki reports.
Residents of South Lake Tahoe could soon return to their homes as the wildfire that was threatening the resort town stalled a few miles away. Crews have made progress on the Caldor Fire that had forced about 22,000 people out of their homes, allowing the evacuation orders to be reduced to warnings. Authorities have warned people that the fire still has the potential to threaten homes, but is currently 43% contained, according to Cal Fire. The Calder Fire has destroyed more than 700 homes and burned more than 215,000 acres in Northern California since it was sparked on August 14th.
Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As we get an update on Hurricane Ida's relief efforts, FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells Fox News climate change is the reason Ida was worse than other storms.
We still have well over 1,000 responders that are on the ground in Louisiana and several hundred more that have been supporting the events that happened in the Northeast. Hurricane Ida, she left a devastating path. Not only was it the fifth most powerful hurricane, but it impacted southern Louisiana as a Category 4 for hours. The road to recovery in that part of Louisiana is going to take a very long time. There's a lot of devastation. You know, we are definitely beginning to see the impacts of climate change. This storm in particular, it intensified so rapidly in the Atlantic or in the Gulf that emergency managers, emergency responders had even a shorter time to warn the public and help get them out of harm's way. And we're also seeing, as this storm and some of the other weather events that we've seen, they're just intensifying very rapidly and dropping a large amount of rain and tornadoes. This is the crisis of our generation, these impacts that we're seeing from climate change, and we have to act now to try to protect against the future risks that we're going to face.
History has proven August and September are the active months of a typical Atlantic hurricane season. Scientists can usually predict its path for 3 to 5 days in advance, making Ida not all that unusual. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.